Good morning and welcome to day three of the Being Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you on this Friday morning, the third day of this challenge as we're introducing each of the five keystone habits that Pastor Zach identified in his book, The Being Challenge, a part of the Red Letter Challenge series that we began last year during Lent together. 40 days, 40 videos, 40 daily devotions that we're making available to you that you might join us on this Lenten journey. A video will be available every morning at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, except for Sundays during Lent. On Sunday, we invite you to join us for worship at 10 o'clock online or in person. Again, that's Pacific Standard Time. The third of the keystone challenges, or habits rather, that Pastor Zach identifies for the being challenge is prioritize prayer. The first one was commit to community. The second was study scripture, and now prioritize prayer. These keystone habits come from the life of Jesus that we read about in the Gospels and from the things that Jesus did. And Jesus was a man of prayer. Jesus, as Pastor Zach writes about in today's devotion, prayed constantly. He prayed wherever he was, and he prayed in different ways, sometimes amidst the crowd, sometimes he withdrew to pray by himself. And it's interesting to know that Jesus, though he was God, though he is God, still prayed to God because he wanted to acknowledge God as creator and to demonstrate the importance of prayer for us. In his Sermon on the Mount from Matthew's Gospel, we are given the words to pray in the Lord's Prayer. But as Jesus introduces that to us in the Sermon on the Mount, he reminds the disciples and us that God already knows what we are going to pray. God already knows what we need even before we pray those words. So we don't pray to tell God what's on our heart or what's on our mind or what's worrying us or what we need. We pray to acknowledge to God that God already knows that, and God is God and is the provider of every good and perfect gift. We pray in obedience and faithfulness to God, much like Jesus did, acknowledging God as God and us not as God. And it's a sign of respect and perhaps even worship by acknowledging who God is and who we are in relationship to God. When we prioritize prayer, we put God in the right perspective as the provider of the answers to prayer. And as we all know, and Pastor Zach points out, that if we're in any relationship, it requires communication. Today, we are so used to getting responses immediately if we text something or DM something. I mean, in the good old days, right, we had to send letters. In the good old days, we had the Pony Express delivering those letters. And back in Jesus' time, there were stone tablets, I hear, and maybe some scrolls for those who could read. They actually told more stories. Less TV, less screen time, many more stories. However, in the challenges of today, we want to prioritize prayer. So wherever you are, whatever you are doing, stopping, maybe not stopping if you're driving, but being attentive to God and conversation with God on an ongoing basis, demonstrating your reliance upon God. We'll learn more about this as we get further along in the challenge, but today that was our introduction to the third keystone habit. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Saturday morning, we'll still post this video at 7, but if you get up a little later, you can watch it when you get up. I'll see you tomorrow.